even if you planned your marketing as best as you possibly could, there are going to be things that you could not foresee, or feedback or results that went one way or another that you need to be open to pivoting. So even if you planned everything like to a T for the next 90 days, it would be in your best interest to make some shifts and pivots. And that's something I've had to learn, but it's part of the game. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 623. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I am feeling like I'm high on life, I guess. I don't know. I just have felt this insane level of alignment and excitement over everything that we have going on, like lots of incredible things that I kind of planted the seeds for 3, 4, 6 months ago that are blossoming, that are coming to fruition and actually happening. So definitely keep an eye on my social media and everything, because we have something so cool that we are announcing really, really soon, like in the next few days of this podcast episode coming out. And I also got to announce my Alaska retreat. So I do want to share the details of that for like 2 minutes in this episode, and then we will dive into the content. For those of you guys who have been around on this podcast for the last year, you know the massive impact that retreats have had on me personally. And I just think they're so powerful when you're able to combine getting out of the day-to-day of your business, getting in a group of really powerful, in my case, it's been women. You know, for men, I think men, and being able to be in a group that inspires you and challenges you and really makes you take everything to the next level, think differently. And my favorite is, you know, how I travel and how I really live my life is this embodiment of having it all. Like, I truly believe that you can have it all, whatever that means for you. And so when I travel, it's this combination of adventure and going to incredible places and creating memories, but also luxury and having, you know, nice massages or a bougie Airbnb. And also, you know, when I'm doing it in a business group, like when I've gone with friends, weaving in business strategy and weaving in incredible deep business strategy, from marketing to offer positioning to like what you're spending your time on to the vision of your business. When you actually weave that into a setting that's not behind a computer screen or in a boring conference room, like the creativity is 100 times more than what it could be. It's so powerful. So it was only like 3 months ago. I had toyed with this idea back in December, like of me hosting a retreat. I have my mastermind, and within that, there is a retreat in Austin. But I toyed with the idea of like, why don't I just plan a trip and do something really awesome? And I was talking to a friend who listens to this podcast, and she lives in Austin, and she was in the coffee shop, and I was on my 30-day sabbatical. So creativity was insane. I was like coming up with all these ideas, and I was talking to her, and I don't remember exactly what was said, but I was like, what if I just took people to some epic place and we worked and we played and we adventured and we like lived the dream, and I created this experience? And so from that conversation to like the next week, I was like, I'm doing this. You know, we're going to Alaska, because I went to Alaska last summer, and it's an incredible place. Like, the beauty there is amazing. So I am officially hosting an Alaskan retreat for 8 women. We have 2 spots sold. We just announced it. 2 spots are gone. So 6 more spots. And that's like not a joke. This will sell out very, very fast, because there's nothing else like this. There truly isn't. And if you've watched me travel, you know, I travel really well. Like, I live my freaking life and I go on epic trips and really embody that having it all. So it's June 10th to June 14th in Alaska. It's all inclusive. So all you have to do is get yourself there, pay for that flight to get to Anchorage. And from there, everything is handled. The schedule, the activities we're doing, the adventures, the business workshops and strategy. And my vision, as soon as I came up with it, I told my husband and I said, just imagine adventure meets luxury meets business strategy. Like, that is the experience I'm creating. And, you know, for the 8 women who come, I want them to experience what it's like to get out of the day-to-day of your business and to receive an incredible experience. The retreats that I've gone to in the last year, Taylor, who I've gone to her retreats, has really taught me a lot. And I've been through experiences that have showed me like what I love about retreats. And one of the things I love is being able to be in a state of fully receiving. So not having to plan anything, not having to like obsess over a schedule. It's like you show up and you just have the most transformational experience. And you don't even know exactly what the details are of what you're doing and like when you're doing the things. And it's just, it's beautiful. So everything is covered by me, the food, the lodging, the activities we're doing. We're going to go to some awesome places. So I went last summer. So I have it like scoped out. I went to amazing places if you followed that trip. And I know exactly where we're going and where we've got a luxury cabin. So if you are at all interested in this and you're like, oh my God, that sounds like a dream to hang out with me and 7 other incredible entrepreneur women and have the time of your life, softened nervous system, business strategies galore, like you're going to hang out with me. I mean, we're going to have lunch, we're going to have dinner, we're going to have breakfast. Like the opportunities of talking about strategy and business and ideas is endless. Plus I'm going to work in workshops and hot seats into the experience. So if you go to hirschmarketing.com/retreat, you can check out all the details and fill out an application. Just like with my mastermind, I'm personally talking to every woman who is being considered. We already have 2 incredible women that I'm so excited about. And it doesn't necessarily matter where you are in your business. I think we're going to have a little bit of a range. We're going to have the 7-figure business, 6-figure, and even some new business owners. It doesn't matter. As long as you are excited and lit up about an experience like this and you're like, oh, that is so me, and you want to go change your life, like have an experience that changes your life. If you've watched me, you know, every single time I come back from one of these retreats, I've got a new idea. I'm a new version of me. And it's just, I cannot say enough. So I feel so honored and excited to be able to offer this. And one of the women who just signed up is actually a client of ours. And she shared with me, this is the first time she's going to fully take time off of her business. And I'm like, I almost cried because I'm like, this will change your life. Like, you will never be the same after this week, especially with it being the first time you're unplugging from your business. Like, she doesn't even, you know, she's excited, but I'm like, this is huge. And what an honor that I get to be a part of giving you that experience. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So hirschmarketing.com/retreat. There are 6 more spots left. And once it fills up, we will waitlist. I will probably do more of these, but not in Alaska. Like, I'm going to choose different locations. And the most it will be is like once or twice a year, because I also have my mastermind that has a retreat included within it. So I would love to have you if you feel called to this. All right. So today's content, what we are going to dive into, is giving you a behind the scenes experience and share of what exactly I spend my time on in my business, and also our process for my own marketing and launches. I've been asked this question like 4 or 5 times in the last 30 days. I think after I took my 30 days off came back to my company in a totally different way. People are curious, like, now after that time, what are you doing as a CEO? How are you spending your time? And then I'm also frequently get comments and people asking, like, how do you launch so much, so well, so quickly? So I wanted to share kind of our process and how it works. And it's actually a very similar process to what we follow with clients, but I thought this would be helpful because one of my definite zones of genius and skills is being able to move really quickly and produce a really quality product, like going from idea to it's done in sometimes a matter of days. Like we really do, if that's what we need to do, and that's what, you know, is most aligned. And we produce really quality things too. I'm really proud of our marketing and my social and our emails and those things. And so I wanted to share the way we do it behind the scenes. So first of all, what I spend my time on right now, you know, before I talk about this, I do want to be clear. I'm always clear about this when I share this. I have a team. I have 20 employees. And so if you have no employees, this is not going to be the same. And this is a more so goal that you should work towards, because I do feel, especially in the last few months, I've fully stepped into the role of a visionary CEO. That takes time. It takes time to build the team and the structure and the process around it, but it is also where all of us should aim to be going. Like, you have seasons in business, sometimes they're a year long, sometimes they're 2 years long, of building certain process and team and structure around you so that you can step into this role. And I think someone who is at eight figures in their business is going to be spending their time a little bit different than I am, right? And so you have to take it with a grain of salt anytime someone shares with you their schedule, their routine, because our lives are obviously different. And also the way I work is possibly different than you. Like, I'm a generator on the human design. I love doing and going, but if I was a projector, I'd probably set my day up and my week up differently. So right now, how I spend my time is pretty much all of it: strategy, ideation, vision. That's like pillar one, content creation, and reviewing and approving things. So let me break that down, but that's basically all I spend my time on. So I'm on very minimum meetings. I have 3 days a week with nothing on the calendar, complete white space. It is a dream. Like, that was my dream for a long time, and I'm just so productive. But where I spend my time a lot is in the strategy and ideation. So I am driving our offers and any new offer that I come up with and the vision for it. I create content for some of our offers. For example, we have our Emerge offer that has 12 weeks of dripped videos and templates, and I create all of that. So I'm still doing that. I'm not doing the coaching, but I'm doing the content. So I'm driving the big picture vision of our offers, of where the company is going, of our marketing. I have help planning my marketing strategy, just like a client has help. Like, I am a client to my team. And so I drive and say things like, hey, what about this live launch? Or here's an angle for this webinar that I think I could teach on. I have the deepest connection to our ideal customer. And so I think as a CEO, it's very important that that connection drives product development and drives marketing and experiences that you're trying to create. Once I create an idea, once I have an idea and a vision and I'm like, okay, this feels right, typically what happens is there's a phase of collaboration. So I bring the idea to my team and I have a few direct reports, specifically my marketing direct report, but I have a few direct reports and I will bounce ideas off them. So I'll say, okay, you know, here's what I'm thinking. I'm not sure about this part to it. What do you think about this? And what that does is it takes this idea and it's almost like it tumbles it around and then puts it out as a better idea. that I could never have gotten to on my own. Because my team, especially my direct reports who I directly collaborate with, they have different skill sets. They have different opinions. They have a different viewpoint, right? And so there are things that I don't even think about when I come up with an idea and I'm like, oh, I didn't even consider that, that they bring in. So it's the same for our clients, whereas like you might have an idea of like, oh, it'd be really cool to host a webinar on this topic, or it'd be really cool to host a free challenge, or here's an offer I'm thinking about launching. You bring it to my team, and then the collaboration between the two brings out an end product and an end result that's so much better than anything you could have come up with on your own. And I think this is a huge benefit to having support in your business. Like I even, you know, think this with a mastermind that I'm personally in or the mastermind that I host is it's a space for bouncing ideas. And I don't think we're meant to come up with an idea all on our own. Like there is such a power in collaboration because like I said, you're leveraging other people's experience and talents and strengths and weakness and viewpoints that you just could not have that perspective, right? So when I come up with an idea, for example, this retreat, I'm like super pumped and I know when it's a good idea, and you guys would know this too. Like you know those ideas where you can literally feel it in your body, the excitement, and you're like so excited you just want to tell everybody about it, and it just like drops in and you're like, I'm doing this. At least that's my experience, and that is the goal. Like you want to have ideas that are that exciting to you because that's alignment. That is alignment with your purpose, with your strength, with what you want to be doing. So when this idea for the retreat, you know, dropped in and it was like, obviously, this is what I'm going to do. Like, I can't believe I didn't think about this earlier. Like, it's so me. And I bring it to my team and then we collaborated on when we should do it, what the marketing should look like. Did we consider this? Did we consider this? Like the timing. And then out of that comes kind of the ability to create a project plan. From that point, I am not involved. So once the idea is solidified, I kind of, you know, with this especially agree on the dates and we collaborate on it because that impacts obviously like when I'm going to host the retreat. My team takes it and does everything else and then I do a final review. So I'm going to talk more about that in a second, but back to kind of what I spend my time doing. It's that strategy, ideation, and vision for our products. For the company itself, like I just spent half of a day working on and rewriting our company mission because we have big things coming around that. Now I rewrote a few drafts of it and I'm now in the collaboration phase with my team to get their feedback because I couldn't create something on my own that will be as good as like four or five people looking at it and getting together to collaborate on it. So strategy, ideation, vision around our company, our products, and our marketing. Then the second kind of pillar that I spend my time in is content creation. Obviously, I have my regular content like this podcast, but then also we do a lot of new front-facing content, webinars. We just did a secret podcast series that you could download. So I'm creating that content. I would say like accumulation of 4 to 6 hours a week is how much I spend on content. It's really not that much. I'm really fast at content now because I've done it for so long, but you know, it depends on if we have more things going, but I would say 4 to 8 at the most hours a week are spent on content creation. I'm always very clear like what is priority, what my team needs from me, and what I need to you know, work on certain days to meet deadlines. And then the third pillar that I am involved in is reviewing, approving, and providing feedback specifically to my direct reports. So what this might look like is there's some days that I spend 2 straight hours and I'm just reviewing a ton of assets, email copy, ad copy, like for myself. I like to still have a hand in our copy. Personally, I like writing and I'm actually a good writer. And so for me, I like to still have a play in that. And there's sometimes that I will rewrite something and that helps my copywriter learn, like, here's what I would do. I have a copywriter who's also newer on my team. So I'm probably more involved in copyright now than I have been in the past. And I totally don't mind it. But I do review the final product. So if you look at this Alaska retreat as an example, I came up with the idea. I brought it to my team. We went through the collaboration phase. They took it and executed everything. So the copy, the design, all the pieces. And then when it was ready, I reviewed and I gave the final stamp of approval. On the delivery side, what this looks like is collaborating around my team. I've shared this in the episode I talked about KPI and numbers. All of my direct reports give me a report every week. So I know, hey, we got this feedback survey. It had this feedback. And so here's our idea. This is the project we're going to work on. So I'm collaborating usually in the form of a one-on-one check-in on any ideas or shifts that we need to make or we want to make with our offers, our process, our team, hiring. And I'm just kind of providing feedback. And I kind of serve as the opposite of the collaboration dynamic in our delivery, where my team comes to me with what their ideas are, what they want to do based on what's going on in the business, because I don't have as deep of a knowledge and experience in the delivery as they do. And then I collaborate to create the end result even better because I have a high level view, right? So I'm able to see things differently than they are. I'm able to take the accumulation of the last 8 years of my experience trying different things, whereas, you know, my longest team member has been here for 4 years. So the collaboration kind of works in the other way with delivery, where like they come up with the ideas, they come up with the projects and initiatives, they talk through them or share them with me, and I can provide feedback, and then we get an amazing end result. So that last piece is really my direct report management and reviewing, approving, and collaborating. My team now, after taking my 30 days off, is very much on a need-to-know basis. They solve problems without me all the time. There are things that I don't know are happening until I need to know. And so we have communication process completely streamlined so that it's as efficient and effective as possible while not putting my time and energy into places it doesn't need to be. Because I do believe that if you put your time and energy into a place that it could be completely fine without you, it's taking away from you being able to be that visionary and you being able to create and strategize. So that's how I spend my time. I work probably like 10:30 to 4 every day. And it varies what I'm doing, but it's usually in one of these three buckets. Now, if we look at my own marketing, I had someone ask me the other day, like, I am impressed with how quickly, because she knew behind the scenes, like when it's idea to, okay, we launched it, how quickly you get stuff out there and like what is the process for execution. So I've kind of shared it, but I'm going to reiterate that. And this is the same that we follow with our clients, the same exact process, the same exact resources. And here's the thing with marketing. It's not one person, because generally somebody who does strategy is also not somebody who writes copy and is not somebody who runs ads, right? So you really need multiple people supporting your marketing. That is a huge motivation and inspiration behind how I've built my company, because if you just get one person, you will have weaknesses. You will have gaps around what they're not able to do or at least do well. So our process is first the strategy and the vision, which a lot of times high level comes from me. Then we collaborate and we get to like, here's what we're doing. Here's the date we're doing it. And we have that clarity. From there, it's executing first the messaging. Now, this is really important. So before we ever launch something new, like the Alaska retreat or a webinar, I weigh in as much as needed on messaging thoughts. So I will brain dump and share with the copywriter things like, when someone lands on this Alaska sales page, I want them to feel like they have to be there. I want them to feel like this is the true embodiment of having it all. And so I make essentially a bulleted list. And I just kind of brain dump my thoughts and my vision around the messaging. And this is also something we do with clients, sometimes on a call, sometimes we have them fill it out in a document, but we need that. A copywriter needs that strategy, and sometimes it helps to collaborate on it, but the person who is most connected to your ideal customer needs to have a part in this. It's very important. From there, we go messaging to now copy. So my brain dump of how I want someone to feel and the emotions and the pain point and all my thoughts around the experience I'm creating, right, which came from my vision, gets collaborated with my copywriter who now writes the copy for the page, for the emails, okay? Goes from copy to then design, right? Once we have the copy, we design the page, we design the social media graphics, and then the final thing is tech. And I come back in and I give a final review, a final approval. And we're able to do things so fast because the moment we get clarity on something that is in full alignment, we go into collaboration execution. And we will rework things if we need to, but we don't sit on something. Like, I have the resources, which is important. Like, I invest in the resources in my own business to be able to do this. I think a lot of people who can't see things come to fruition, a lot of times it's because you're trying to do all of it by yourself. And I mean, if you're not a copywriter, if you're not a graphic designer, if you're not a funnel builder, that's going to take you a long time to try to put all that together and figure that out. That's why in my Emerge program, I limit as much as possible the actual need to create a bunch of assets and just have you get your first sales as fast as possible so that you're making some money so that you can move into now, how do I get more support? Because trying to do it all yourself is really hard. And the cost of trying to do that is oftentimes so much higher, most of the time, so much higher than just getting support. I wish people could get this. And I understand there's so much fear behind it. But anyways, the last thing to answer the question of like, how do we launch so much so well? First of all, we have great process. We have a great team. And we have very high standards to what we put out. I give the final stamp of approval and my team, like, we're dialed in. It's the same with clients. Like, we've got all the different players who need to be involved in creating something successful with marketing. I also am not afraid of failing. So once my decision has been made up, once I have that feeling like with the Alaska retreat of like full alignment, and once I'm a yes, feels good. I'm excited about this. I know this is the next thing, or this is something we're going to do. Then we're like full force, right? There is no, oh, like, let's just sit on this and wait. Like, we're running, we're sprinting. And I don't think that works for everybody, but that's how I like it. Because for me, once I've decided something, like, I just want it tomorrow. Like, that's just my personality, is like, once a great idea has come in and I can see it so clearly that it's so good, I'm like, how fast can we do it? You know, that's always my question. And then we have the process in place to maintain the quality. But we have something that, like I said, is just about to launch. I can't wait to share the story behind it because it's so freaking good. Yeah, go to my social media page probably the day this episode comes out and maybe you'll see it. But I mean, that was less than a week of execution because I got the idea in Greece and I was like so pumped about it. I'm like 100%, like, we're doing this. And from there, it's like we had to rework things and we were like, all right, how do we make this happen? But it's happening and we're going to make this top priority, move this thing, figure it out full force. Because we have the process and because we have the team, I'm able to do that. And also, once my mind is made up, I don't waffle around. I don't get stuck in paralysis. Like, I sprint and I'm like, let's go. So I'm not afraid to also fail. I'm not afraid to figure some things out as we go, because what's the worst that's going to happen? Like, it's way better to be making progress and be in momentum and be getting feedback and then make adjustments, right? Even if you planned your marketing as best as you possibly could, there are going to be things that you could not foresee or feedback or results that went one way or another, that you need to be open to pivoting. So even if you planned everything like to a T for the next 90 days, it would be in your best interest to make some shifts and pivots. And that's something I've had to learn, but it's part of the game. So I hope this was helpful for you guys, gave you some inspiration, inspiration in either like how you want to structure your business now because you have the team, or maybe you're in a situation where you're like, okay, I need to get the team. Like the friend I was talking to the other day, she's like trying to do it all on her own. And she's like, I just don't understand. You just talked about this a week ago and now look at this beautiful post with this awesome reel that you have live. Like I can't even imagine going that fast. And I'm like, because I have a team, right? Like because I have support. So I'm able to be in this visionary role and I'm not like making it miserable for myself to try and do everything. I definitely understand there are times where you don't have the investment, but I believe most people can find some investment, even if it's small, to get the amount of support they need to get to the next level. If that's your case, go to helpmystrategy.com, chat with us. We'll put you exactly where you are based on where you are in your business and give you the roadmap and the blueprint to get to the next phase. All right, everybody, I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.